Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Railways announces new rules for Tatkal tickets. Aadhaar-based OTP authentication must from 1st of July. Centre cuts customs duty on crude edible oils from 20 to 10% to bring down prices in local market. Finance Ministry says there is no plan to levy MDR charge on UPI transactions. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar says India-EU free trade agreement feasible by end of 2025. Indo-Canadians nabbed for smuggling cocaine worth 300 crore rupees into Canada from US. And in AFIH Hockey Pro League, India to take on Argentina in Amstel Wien, the Netherlands, this evening. And now the news in detail. Railway Ministry has said that only those users will be able to book online Tatkal tickets through IRCTC website and app from 1st of next month who have authenticated their account with Aadhaar. The step has been taken to ensure fair and transparent access to Tatkal tickets and to safeguard the interest of passengers. A report.
Indian Railways has announced key modifications in the Tatkal ticket booking system. According to the new scheme, Aadhaar-based OTP authentication will be mandatory for online Tatkal bookings from 15th of July this year. Tatkal tickets booked at computerized passenger reservation system counters and through authorized agents will require OTP authentication sent to the mobile number provided by the user at the time of booking. These changes are being implemented to improve transparency in Tatkal bookings and to ensure that the benefits of the scheme reach genuine indie users. With Bhupendra Singh, this is Anand Kumar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
To prevent bulk bookings during the critical opening period, authorized ticketing agents of Indian Railways will not be permitted to book opening day Tatkal tickets during the first 30 minutes of the booking window. The Union Cabinet has approved two projects of Ministry of Railways with a total cost of 6,405 crore rupees. The projects include doubling of Koderma-Barkakana rail line, which has been approved at a cost of 3,063 crore rupees, while the doubling of Ballari-Chikka-Jajur rail line approved at a cost of 3,342 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that Koderma-Barkakana doubling project of 133 kilometers will provide enhanced connectivity to 938 villages and 15 lakh population.
Koderma-Barkakana doubling 133 kilometers. Ye project 3063 crore ka hai aur ye kafi long distance project hai 133 kilometer ka hai aur ye Patna aur Ranchi ke beech mein shortest line hai. Isko double karne se Patna se Ranchi ke beech mein movement kafi smooth ho jayega, kafi nayi gaadiyan chalai ja sakti hai aur Hazaribagh, Chhatra, Koderma, Ramgarh ye jo jile hain in jilon ko achhi connectivity isse milegi.
Mr. Vaishnaw said the second project, Ballari-Chikka-Jajur doubling rail line of 185 kilometers, will connect Mangalore Port to Secunderabad. He said these projects will be completed in 3 years. India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashwani News brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today we focus Nari Shakti, women as drivers of economic change.
Over the last decade, India has witnessed a silent economic revolution, one led by its women. From self-help groups in villages to entrepreneurs in cities, women are no longer just participants in the economy. They are the powerful drivers of change. Of the 52.5 crore loans disbursed under the Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana, nearly 68% have been given to women, helping them start small businesses, expand enterprises and achieve financial independence. While under the Stand Up India scheme, over 2.7 lakh loans have been sanctioned to promote entrepreneurship with nearly 83% going to women. At the grassroots level, the Deen Dayal Antyodaya Yojana, National Rural Livelihoods Mission has mobilized over 10 crore rural women into nearly 91 lakhs self-help groups SHG. The Lakhpati Didi initiative has enabled over 1.48 crore SHG members to earn a minimum annual income of rupees 1 lakh or more. The government has also institutionalized support through Mission Shakti, which combines safety with empowerment. From space missions to grassroots governance, from kitchens to boardrooms, Nari Shakti is marching ahead, stronger, freer, and more determined than ever. Vishnu PS, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Vikasit Bharat ka Amrit Kaal. Seva, Sushasan, Gareeb Kalyan ke 11 saal.
The center has reduced the basic customs duty on crude edible oil, including crude sunflower, soybean and palm oils, from 20% to 10%. This has resulted in the import duty differential between crude and refined edible oils from 8.75% to 19.25%. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said that this move aims to reduce the landed cost and retail prices of edible oils, providing relief to consumers and helping to curb the overall inflation. Finance Ministry has said that speculation and claims that the merchant discount rate, MDR, will be charged on UPI transactions are completely false, baseless and misleading. It said such baseless and sensation-creating speculations cause needless uncertainty, fear and suspicion among our citizens, and government remains fully committed to promoting digital payments via UPI. A report.
The official rebuttal was issued following several reports circulated online claiming that the government is planning to impose MDR on large ticket UPI transactions. MDR is a fee that banks charge merchants for processing payments in real time. Earlier, merchants used to pay an MDR fee amounting to 1% of the total transaction value on card payments. But in the year 2020, the government waived off MDR charges to promote digital payments in the country. Meanwhile, UPI processed 18.68 billion transactions in May. The May figures also mark a 33% year-on-year jump in transaction volume compared to 14.03 billion transactions recorded in the same month last year. The success of UPI placed India in a leadership position with a share of 48.5% in global real-time payments by volume. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. A farmers' conference will take place at historic place Bardoli in Gujarat to mark the culmination of the nationwide Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan today. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will attend the event. Their campaign was started on 29th of May with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision to make agriculture self-reliant. We have a report from our correspondent.
Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will virtually inaugurate several centres of excellence today. These include centres for horticulture crops in Porbandar, bananas and vegetables in Petlad, and a primary processing centre for farmers in Kutch. They will also virtually dedicate 14 crop storage godowns with a capacity of 25,000 metric tons in the state. During the programme, a foundation stone will also be laid for the creation of Centre of Excellence for Sugarcane in Bardoli. Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan covered 2,250 village clusters in 31 districts of Gujarat and help farmers to understand modern agriculture technology and proper use of micronutrients. This initiative supports the national goal of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat by promoting agriculture growth. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will address trainee officers today at the valedictory ceremony of the 127th induction training program at the Lal Bahadur Shastri National Academy of Administration in Mussoorie. The training program is specifically designed for officers promoted from state administrative services to the Indian Administrative Service. More from our correspondent.
A total of 97 officers promoted from the services of 19 states are participating in the program, including 73 male officers and 24 female officers. The program is inspired by the national vision of Viksit Bharat 2047 and the transformative goals of Mission Karmyogi. The program aims to prepare ethical, capable and future-ready administrative officers for policy-making, inter-regional coordination and institutional leadership. The program is based on 7 key thematic pillars of good governance, personality development, collaborative learning, technology, leadership insights, entrepreneurship and regional understanding. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that the India-European Union Free Trade Agreement is feasible by the end of 2025. He said India places a high priority to its relations with the European Union, the centerpiece of which is the Free Trade Agreement negotiations that are making very good progress. Speaking at the German Marshall Fund Forum in Brussels, Dr. Jayashankar expressed confidence that the year-end timeline set for the completion of the India-EU Free Trade Agreement seems feasible following his in-depth talks with the EU officials this week.
We are really looking at deepening our ties. So the centerpiece is the FTA,
of course,
which has been under negotiation for some time now. I think we're making very good progress. But beyond trade, you know, when we look at, we have a trade and technology council with the EU. Mm. We discussed the objective of a defense and security partnership. We discussed mobility and talent flows, education.
In Canada, 9 people, including 7 Indo-Canadians, have been arrested by the Peel Regional Police in the largest drug seizure of their history. The police seized 479 kilograms of cocaine worth nearly 300 crore rupees and 2 illegal loaded semi-automatic handguns. The smugglers were arrested from Ontario on 35 charges as they were part of a transnational organized criminal network trafficking illicit drugs into the Greater Toronto Area. Moving on to the world of sports, in the FIH Hockey Pro League, Indian men's team will take on Argentina at the Wagner Hockey Stadium in Amstelveen, the Netherlands, this evening. The match will begin at 6:30 p.m. Indian time. We have more from our sports desk.
India is currently fourth in the points tally, having accumulated 15 points from 11 games. Today, they will face Argentina again to take revenge of the defeat in yesterday's clash at the same venue. The men in blue went down narrowly by 3-4 after a spirited display on the field. For India, Harmanpreet Singh netted twice, while Abhishek added a third in the 42nd minute. However, Argentina's Lucio Mendes netted a goal in the 46th minute that created difference. Next, we have from the ICC World Test Championship final, where South Africa were 43-4 against Australia at Stumps on Day 1 at Lord's in London. Protea skipper Themba Bavuma and David Bedingham will carry on the innings on Day 2 after a power-packed bowling action on the opening day. After being invited to bat first, the defending champions Australia were bundled out on 212 with Webster's 72 runs and Stephen Smith's sensible innings of 66 runs. For South Africa, Kagiso Rabada picked up 5 wickets. Then came the Proteas, who faced early breakthrough as Mitchell Starc picked 2 wickets. A total of 14 wickets fell on an eventful day at Lord's. Akashwani will broadcast ball-by-ball commentary of this match alternatively in Hindi and English. It can be heard on Indraprastha and other channels from 2:55 p.m. till the end of the match. Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall in Karnataka, Konkan, Goa, Kerala, Mahi, Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu over the next 3 days. IMD further said that heatwave conditions are very likely at isolated places in Delhi, Chandigarh, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Anuja. Hindustan Times on its front page headline writes, Centre eyes quota for women ahead of 2029 elections, intending to roll out 33% reservation in Lok Sabha and state assemblies. The Tribune states, Cabinet okays 2 multi-tracking railway projects, investments to boost connectivity in Jharkhand, Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh. Business Standard cites, automakers gear up to roll out electric vehicles without rare earth magnets by fiscal year 27. Red alert as Delhi sizzles in heat, feels like 51.9 degrees Celsius, with the city boiling at a scorching 45, notes the Indian Express. And finally, the Pioneer refers to a mega event scheduled for International Yoga Day revolving around 10 unique signature events under the headline Yoga for One Earth, One Health. The countdown begins. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Railways announces new rules for Tatkal tickets. Aadhaar-based OTP authentication must from 1st of July. Centre cuts customs duty on crude edible oils from 20 to 10% to bring down prices in local market. Finance Ministry says there is no plan to levy MDR charge on UPI transactions. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar says India-EU Free Trade Agreement feasible by end of 2025. Indo-Canadians nabbed for smuggling cocaine worth 300 crore rupees into Canada from US. And in FIH Hockey Pro League, India to take on Argentina in Amstel Wien, the Netherlands, this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.